I know you've been asked about your chemistry with Mitch. How does that start? It goes way back to OTAs where you guys have a feel for each other's style.
Yeah, it does. It goes back to rookie minicamp when we first both got here and were able to play together and work together. And we just continued to build on it and just kept working hard and tried to learn the offense together and help each other out.
What impressed you about what Mitch did on Monday watching that game?
Just his poise, his confidence. He made some great throws out there and definitely didn't play like a rookie. I know he's kind of beating himself up about it, but he knows he can improve in some areas. But I thought he played really well and commanded the huddle very well. So,
his ability to extend plays, how much of a help is that for a receiver with your ability to be able to get downfield and maybe get a big play?
Yeah, it's huge. Basically, our receiver coach says when he gets out of the pocket, a new play begins, a new 6 seconds. So we got to find a way to get open, and knowing that he can make crazy throws on the run, and we can have really, really good opportunities to make big plays out of it.
What's this whole process been like for you, bouncing back and forth from the 53 to the practice squad? I know it's got to be tough trying to establish yourself.
Yeah, it's been crazy, just kind of not knowing what's going to happen and all the – being on the practice squad, I mean, I get like teams can kind of pick you up and it's crazy, but I stay true to myself and my family and my faith in God that the path will end up working out, and it's going to be tough. Nobody said it was going to be easy, so just continue to work hard and have faith.